弟兄姐妹朋友们好
Green brothers and sisters
谢谢你们能让我再一次站在这里
Thank you again for allowing me to stand here again
其实心里还是多说实在没有勇气再来讲道
Truly I lack the courage to stand here again
所以谢谢你们的祷告能让我今天和大家一起分享神的话语
Thank you for your prayer because it helps me to be able to share God's word with you all
来我们一起祷告、
Let us pray
亲爱的主耶稣基督
Dear Jesus Christ
感谢赞美你
We thank you and give you praise
因你是我们的主
For you is our God
是因你的大能使我们能够站立
For your great power made us stand
恳求你感动初级教会的灵一样感动我们
We pray that you will move us as you have moved the early church
能够让我们能够刚强壮胆地传扬你的福音
Allowing us to share your gospel with might and courage
愿你的灵与我们同在
May you be with us all
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
We pray in the holy name of Jesus
Amen 大家可以看到黑板上我今天讲的题目叫祷告和勇气
As you see in the PowerPoint that today's sermon is prayer and courage
看到这个题目是不是有点古怪
Is it a little strange to see this title?
Yeah, 祷告大家都很好理解是我们基督徒的日常生活
A prayer is understandable which is a very usual part of our Christian lives
但什么是勇气呢
But what is courage?
在我们很多就是说中文的教会里头 讲勇气是否属灵还是个问题
Is it spiritually correct to speak of courage in the Chinese church?
对，而且大家也知道，在圣经中“勇气”一个词出现几乎很少。
The word courage seldom appears in the Bible.
即使跟勇气很接近的一个词“勇敢”出现次数也不多。
And the same for the synonyms of courage.
而且基本上都在旧约里头。
And they are mostly in the Old Testament.
就讲到大卫和他的手下的人如何勇敢。
Talking about how King David and his followers are being courageous.
但勇气和勇敢的反义词却反复的出现。
But the antonyms of courage appears many times.
比如像惧怕、忧虑、忧愁、恐惧、害怕、胆怯。
Such horror, anxiety, sadness, dread, fear, and cowardice.
他们这些反义词出现的次数要比勇气、勇敢多得多。
The appearances of these words appear much more often than courage.
而且有时候哈，我们读圣经的时候可以发现，勇敢一个词还跟血气连在一起。
Furthermore, sometimes courage is also tied to flesh.
成为那个我们平时讲的基督徒美德里头谦卑的你说反义词也好或者说跟谦卑有点对面的意思
and render is the antonyms of or opposite of the basic virtue of humility
大家可以看哈使徒保罗在哥林多后书十章一到二节中他就说了谦卑和勇敢两个词是两个对着的
So Apostle Paul mentions courage and humility in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 and 2
他说我保罗就与你们见面的时候是谦卑的不在你们那里的时候像你们是勇敢的但如今借着基督的温柔和平劝你们你们以为我是凭血气行事我也以为必须用勇敢代之等人求你们不要叫我在你们那里有这样的勇敢
I Paul myself entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ I who am humble when face to face with you but courageous toward you when I am away I beg you that when I am present I may not have to sow courage with such confidence as I count on sowing against some who suspect us of walking according to the flesh
对虽然这个勇敢跟谦卑不是完全对立的但我们读的含义的时候好像是一个比较不是很褒义的词
Although courage and humility are not direct opposite we can see that they stand against each other sometimes
而且在我们新约里头，彼得和保罗的书信中，论到我们基督徒的品格时候，也没有提及勇气和勇敢。
So courage and being courageous were not mentioned when Peter and Paul discussed the Christian virtues.
大家看，在彼得后书一章五到六节中，他提到我们基督徒应有的品德中有殷勤、信心、德行、知识、节制、忍耐、虔诚和爱弟兄及众人的心。
So the Christian virtues listed in 2 Paul chapter 1 verse 5 to 6 include diligence, faith, virtuousness, knowledge, self-control, patience, godliness, and brotherly love.
然后保罗在加拉太书里头那个论到圣灵的果子，也就是在我们身上能够结出来的基督徒的品格中提到仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
And Paul speaks of the spiritual fruits in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23 include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control.
但是我们知道，我在现实生活中，当我们遇见难题的时候，是逃避还是面对？
But in every life, so we face or flee from challenges.
当我们遇见犯错误的时候，或者不做了不适当的时候，是抱怨呢，还是去改正？
So we complain about or correct mistakes.
当疾病临到的时候，是恐惧呢，还是面对？
So we fear or face sickness.
若你是基督徒，当有人诋毁神的时候，是走开还是分享你所知道的神？
If you are a believer, so you walk away or share the gospel when somebody slander against God.
你信主以后是否能做见证？
Are you able to testify for God after becoming a Christian?
是否能邀请人来教会敬拜神？
Can you invite others to church?
做这些事情的时候，最基本的是信心。
The basis to do all these would be your faith.
但其中勇气是不可缺少的。
But courage is also essential.
所以勇气也是我们基督徒应有的一个品格之一。
Therefore, courage is one of our character of being Christians.
就像在创世纪亚伯拉罕听到神的招呼，他就能从乌尔到迦南，他就有勇气带着他的妻子和侄子来到迦南。
As in the book of Genesis, Abraham heard God calling him to move from Ur to Canaan. Therefore, he took courage to bring his wife and nephew to Canaan.
就像挪亚听到神的声音，他就有勇气花120年的时间修方舟。
Noah took courage to build an ark for 120 years.
大家也知道，在列王记上，先知以利亚在加密山上，他曾经一个人对450个巴利的先知。
In 1 Kings, Prophet Isaiah took courage single-handedly battle against 450 prophets of Baal.
大家也知道，在那个以色列国要灭亡的时候，先知耶利米他有勇气对犹大人呼喊说，你们要投降才能得救。
So nearing the destruction of the kingdom of Israel, Prophet Jeremiah took courage to suggest surrender to the enemy as a salvation for the Jews.
当保罗面对腓斯都和亚伯基王的时候，他有勇气去传讲耶稣是谁。
Apostle Paul took courage to testify for Jesus in front of Governor Felix and King Agrippa.
也像我们中国上个世纪教会的领袖那个王明道牧师也一样，他在监狱里因写了悔过书放出来以后，他仍然有勇气把悔过书放弃，重新又走回监狱。
In the last century, Wang Mingdao, a prominent leader of Chinese church, took courage to refuse acknowledging remorse of being a Christian and choose to be imprisoned for Jesus.
所以勇气是我们面对危难、面对逼迫、面对恐惧、面对未知的时候有一种坚定无畏冷静的态度。
Therefore, courage is a firm, fearless, and calm attitude toward calamities, persecution, and dread.
真正勇气是建立在自己对神的信心之上的。
The true courage is built upon the faith on God.
如果没有信心的勇气就是匹夫之勇了。
Courage without faith is the courage of man.
好，跟我们基督徒没有太大关系。
Have nothing to do with us and Jesus.
虽然在我们所读的和合本圣经中勇气一词出现很少。
Although the word courage rarely shows up in the Chinese Union version of the Bible.
但另有一个词却是多次的出现。
But another word appears more often.
另外一个词就是放胆。
This other word is boldness.
今天静真刚所读的经文中放胆就出现了两次，就是胆量。
Boldness appears twice in today's scripture.
在使徒行传里头就总共出现了十次。
And appears 10 times in the book of Acts.
然后在其他保罗的书信啊里头也反复出现。
And also appears again in other letters of Paul and Peter.
所以我们这里看这使徒行传里头的一些放胆一个词出现的情况。
Let us look at the occasions where boldness appears in the book of Acts.
这九章二十七节是保罗在耶路撒冷，他刚信主以后，他就去放胆讲道。
So in Acts chapter 9 verse 27 is when Paul just became a Christian and preached boldly in the name of Jesus.
在九章二十九节，然后也是保罗，他在耶路撒冷用奉主的名放胆传道。
In Acts chapter 9 verse 29 also speaks of Paul.
他讲到的结果是有的讲律法的那个犹太人就想法子要杀保罗。
So Paul speak boldly in the name of the Lord in Jerusalem, and the Hellenistic Jews tries to kill him.
在十三章四十六节，保罗和巴拿巴在第一次宣教旅程中，他们就在那个安提阿也是放胆传神的道。
In Acts 13:46, Paul and Barnabas also preach boldly in Antioch.
在使徒行传中14章的第三节，这个巴拿巴和保罗他在以哥念这个地方。也是坐了多日，依靠主放胆讲道。
In Acts 14:3, Paul and Barnabas also speak boldly for the Lord in Iconium.
然后在十八章二十六节，这是有一个另外一个人叫那个亚波罗，他在以弗所，他因为很有知识，他在会堂里头也放胆讲道。
So in Acts 18:26, a man called Apollo also speak boldly in the synagogue.
然后在十九章第八节，这是保罗在以弗所放胆讲道，连续三个月。
In Acts 19:8, Paul also spoke boldly for the Lord in Ephesus for 3 months.
然后在那个26章26节。保罗在亚帕基王面前讲述神的道。
In Acts 26:26, Paul testified boldly in front of King Agrippa.
在使徒行传的最后一节，是保罗在罗马被囚的时候，他也放胆传讲神国的道。
In the last words in the book of Acts 28:31, Paul continually preach God's word in Rome.
所以放胆一词再加上胆量啊或者大胆啊，在圣经里头出现的次数就更多。
Therefore, including bold and boldness, there are more occurrences in the Bible.
虽然我不知道那个和合本的翻译为什么会用放胆这个词来表达勇气的含义。
Although I do not know why boldness is used instead of courage in the Chinese Union version of the Bible.
可能的原因哈，这是我的猜想。那个就放胆可能是北京口语，大家如果北京人可能就知道那个放胆量，那个念北京口语哈。
Possible reason could be that boldness in Chinese is a Peking dialect.
读起来呢比较上口。
It sounds better in Peking in the dialect.
毕竟在汉语里头，大家知道，如果是用多音节，多元音或者多母音接触的词，念起来比单音节读起来的词更有力。
So in Chinese, having more vowels in a sentence will read better than just having one.
比如像 ang， 如果它这个词结尾的，它肯定比 a 结尾的词，它念起来更有意义，
For example, 更
有力量。嗯。
For example, ang will sound stronger than just a.
对，如果放胆 ，an 它比勇气的气，爱那个读起来，大家听起来就觉得好像放胆更响亮一些。
So in Chinese, boldness will sound stronger than courage.
比如满仓就比建华听起来更
For example,
更有力一些。
满仓 will sounds more powerful than 建华。
所以满仓是长治会主席，建华是同工处主席。
Therefore, 满仓 is chairman of the board, and 建华 is a coworker.
所以勇那个放胆呢更口语化，但勇气和勇敢呢更书面化一些。
So boldness may be more colloquial, while courage is more literate.
但有的中文圣经译本在放胆之处译为勇敢，在勇敢之处给译为放胆。
But some Chinese Bible translation also have courage in place of boldness.
跟除了和合本流行以外的另外一本流行比较大的圣经译本是新译本。
The New Chinese Version is another common Bible translation other than the Chinese Union Version.
他在那个腓立比书的一章十四节中，把那个放胆就译为毫无畏惧，更勇敢。
So in Philippians 1:14, the New Chinese Version translate as without fear and more courage.
对，大家可以看见啊，上面是和合本的译文，它是放胆讲。传讲神的道，到下面是新译本的译文，他讲译成毫无畏惧，更勇敢的传讲神的道。
So in the upper part is the Chinese Union Version, which reads up, has highlighted in red is boldness, and the lower part is the New Chinese Version, which reads without fear and more courage.
所以在刚才我们念的哥林多后书的第十章第一节里头，勇敢在新译本里头译为放胆。
So in 2 Corinthians 10:1 that we just read, in New Chinese Version translate boldness in place of courage.
所以在圣经中，放胆和勇气，从我们的理解来看，两个内涵是基本是一致的。
Thus, boldness and courage basically share the same connotation.
好，那么我们就从这里就可以明白，我们今天讲祷告和勇气是跟使徒在耶路撒冷这个祷告里头，他们要放胆去讲神的道有关。
So we know that today's scripture we'll learn from the prayer, the apostles' prayer in Jerusalem, speaking about how they share the gospel boldly.
对，今年我们暑期教会的讲台主题是从圣经中。祷告学祷告。
The theme of our church summer sermon series is learning how to pray from the Bible.
过去我们几个月学到很多关于祷告的信息。
We have learned much about prayer in the last few months.
都是很多都是圣经里头个人讲到的内容。
Many of them are individual prayers.
今天我们刚才所读的经文就是竞争所读的经文是对所读的经文是一篇很美的祷告词。
Today's scripture is a very beautiful prayer.
但它不同于我们前面几次讲的其他祷告。
But unlike the other prayers we learned earlier,
它不是一个个人的祷告。
This prayer is not an individual prayer,
而是多人的祷告。
But a corporate prayer.
实际上就是教会的祷告。
It's a prayer of the church.
在使徒行传里头有很多次讲到教会祷告。
Acts has mentioned many church prayer.
大概都有30多次啊，如果大家愿意去翻使徒行传的话。
There are more than 30 times.
但只有两次的教会祷告，使徒行传里头把祷告词记下来了。
But only records two actual prayers.
一次就是在使徒行传一章的24-25节，要立第另外一个门徒为12个使徒之一的时候，大家可以看有祷告词在那里。
So the first occasion is in Acts 1:24-25, when a disciple replacement was chosen.
对，那个使徒行传一章24-25节，众人就祷告说：“主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两个人中。”指明你所拣选的是谁，叫他得着这使徒的名分。这位分犹大已丢弃，往自己的地方去了。好，这是一段带祷告词的祷告记载。
And they prayed and said, "You Lord, who knows the hearts of all, so which one of these of those two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas?" Turn aside to go to his own place.
另外一次就是我们今天所看的经文，就是4:24-30。
The other occasion is today's the passage of today's interest in Acts 4:24-30.
这段祷告词我们现在不知道，当时祷告是一个人同声祷告，就像我们那个经常可以经历到韩国教会，哇，大家声音一起同声祷告，还是一个人代表众人起来祷告。
We do not know whether this prayer was prayed corporately together, or by a single representative of all.
但无论以何种方式祷告，但这段祷告词啊，都是在使徒行传里头最长的一段祷告词。
So this is the longest prayer recorded in the book of Acts.
而且如果大家我们读了这段经文的时候，就可以想象，如果有很多人一起祷告，一个声音发出相同的内容的时候，你可以看见很美的情况啊。
And it's such a beautiful praise when many people pray together in one voice.
这段祷告词是这次祷告会或者说门徒祷告会是使徒彼得和约翰受到犹大公会的祭司长啊、守殿官啊、官府啊、长老啊、文士啊、撒都该人的审问和恐吓之后。回到教会的。
So this prayer service happened when Apostle Peter and John returned to the church after being interrogated and intimidated by the Jewish Sanhedrin that includes the high priests, captains of the temple, rulers, elders, scribes, and the Sadducees.
就在《使徒行传》4:23节说，是他们回到会友那里。
So in Acts 24, they returned to the disciples.
所以在使徒行传中我们就知道，当圣灵在五旬节降临的时候，
So in the books of Acts we know that when the Holy Spirit arrived at the Pentecost,
使徒们就在耶路撒冷传讲福音。
The apostles evangelized in Jerusalem,
先后有3000人和5000人信主。
And 3,000 and 5,000 people have come to Christ in different occasions.
所以当时的犹大公会就很恐惧。
Consequently, the Jewish Sanhedrin was very fearful.
所以对使徒的逼迫也开始。
And began persecuting the apostles.
并且威胁彼得他们不准再传耶稣的名。
Threatening Peter and others and prohibiting them from teaching in the name of Jesus.
在使徒行传4:18节，那些公会的人哈就记载着，于是叫他们来，禁止他们。总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
In Acts 4:18, then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
但是我们可以看见，教会面对这种逼迫的时候，
However, the church responded to the persecution.
却以赞美、唱诗和祈求来回应这种逼迫。
With praise, worship, and prayer instead.
而且大家我们可以看见哈，他这个回应是同心合一的。
And as we see here, such a response was in one accord.
全教会的弟兄姐妹是一个心思意念。
Brother and sister in Christ sharing the same heart and mind.
大家就可以看见，我们很多众人在一起的时候，大声祷告是有力量的。
And we can see how powerful it is when everyone pray together.
所以因着祷告，他们就有勇气继续放胆讲论神的道。
And with prayer, they have the courage to share God's word boldly.
所以我们具体来看这段经文的时候，我有这个祷告词中有许多我们可以学习和遵循的。
So as we take a specific look at this scripture, there are much we can learn from and follow in this prayer.
对，首先这个祷告是以主啊开头的。
First, this prayer begins with Lord.
大家，我们这里中文本没有翻了，就是喊那个主，但英文本里头把它翻译为主权者的主。
So in Chinese, it just read Lord.But in English version, a translation of the Bible, it reads Sovereign Lord.
就是只有绝对权柄的那位王。
Is the king with absolute power.
然后主这个词在当时就是君王的一个称号。
This Lord was a title for the ruling king of the time.
是指有绝对的统治和最高权力的人。
And the person with absolute authority and the highest of sovereignty.
对，我不知道大家如何理解，就是说有主权者这个概念。
I don't know how everyone here may understand the concept of sovereignty.
最近一两年，可能大家也都可以在中国的新闻中经常可以看见中国对南海拥有主权这样的话。
In this past 2 years, we often hear in the news faces such as China maintains sovereignty in the South China Sea.
因为中国目前跟菲律宾争小岛嘛，所以天天就喊中国对南海有主权，中国对钓鱼岛有主权，是不是？所以那个主权是什么含义呢？
Because there are a territorial dispute between China and Philippines.
就是说拥有这种权利的人他可以在所控制的范围内随心所欲任意处置。
So having sovereignty is having the authority to do anything as one desires and the authority to treat matters in any way.
跟这个主权者的主相近的一个词就专制。
A synonym is despotism.
就是你不容许有对方可以质疑他的权柄。
There are no other authority besides the person in charge.
所以使徒们在祷告的时候用这个称呼是表明他们对神的态度和对神的信念。
Starting the prayer with such a title, the disciples declared their attitude and belief in God.
他们相信神的绝对权柄。
They believed in God's absolute authority.
相信神是掌管历史的主。
That God completely commands history.
相信神对所有的事物的绝对的控制。
That God completely controls everything.
当我们遇见逼迫的时候，或者包括使徒他们遇见逼迫的时候，
So when we or apostles face persecution,
能够认识到我们所信的那位神是绝对权力的拥有者，
And if we understand that God is the owner of full sovereignty,
我们的信心是会增加的，勇气也是会增加的。
Our faith will be strengthened and our courage increased.
而且祷告的过程中，这些门徒们他们就重新相信这位神是一个创造的主。
We as believers also believe He is the Creator, God of all creation.
他创造宇宙万物
He created everything.
所以我们认识到我们的神，他有绝对权柄，又是创造的主的时候，我们就可以思想一下，我们自己的祷告应当如何来面对神。
So when we recognize that our God has full sovereignty,
我们对 拥有这个绝对权力的创造的主的时候，我们应该有什么样的心来祷告？
As well as being the creator, how we can examine how we should come before him in our prayer and what attitude we should have.
所以再次呢，这篇祷告用诗篇的内容作为自己祷告的内容的一部分。
Also, this prayer cites the psalm.
在祷告时的25-26节说，你曾借着圣灵托你的仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主并主的受膏者。
In verse 25 and 26, you spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant our father David. Why do the nation rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
这两节经文是从诗篇第二篇的一节二节来的。
These two verses comes from Psalm 2, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
大家知道诗篇第二篇是King David 写的。
Chapter 2 of Psalm was written by King David.
是关于就是说关于歌颂那个就是君王是神所高立的和神所加冕的。
Regarding the anointing and crowning of kings by God.
也是一篇关于弥赛亚的诗文。
It is also a psalm with messianic prophecy.
这两节经文清楚地表明世上的人来抵挡神，反对神所立的弥赛亚，反对受膏者。
These verses show how the world is against God appointed Messiah, against the anointed one.
就是外邦、万民、世上的君王、臣宰一起一同联合一起跟神的和神的受膏者为敌。
Gentiles, all people, worldly kings and rulers all band together come against God and his anointed one.
他们用叫嚣、阴谋、结盟的手法来抵挡神。
They clamor,plot and form alliances against the Lord.
这里使徒们引用的只用了一节二节。
Only verse 1 and 2 were used in the Apostles' Prayer.
但我们知道诗篇第二篇是新约中引用最多的一篇诗篇。
But we also know that Psalm chapter 2 is the most quoted psalm in the New Testament.
因为大家知道哈，耶稣就是诗篇第二篇所说的受膏者。
Because Jesus is the anointed one, the Messiah king anticipated by all as prophesied in this psalm.
是人所盼望的弥赛亚。
The Messiah anticipated by all people.
所以我们如果熟悉福音书的，大家知道在耶稣受洗的时候和在登山变相的时候，都有从天上的声音说，耶稣是我的爱子。
The voice from heaven at Jesus' baptism and transfiguration proclaimed Jesus was God's beloved Son.
所以在诗篇对，所以在诗篇的第二篇的二章七节说
In the Psalms 2:7,
受膏者说，我要传圣旨，耶华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father.
大家就可以看见哈，在那个马太福音和前面就写的是耶稣受洗的时候出现的情况，你是我的爱子。下面是在登山变相的时候说的，你是我的爱子。
So this psalm appears in different occasions as recorded in Matthew.
所以在诗篇第二篇攻击神的受膏者就在使徒的时代和我们这个时代，就是抵挡我们主耶稣基督。
So in the apostles' prayer context and also in today's context, attacking God's anointed one is going against Jesus Christ.
而且这篇祷告词他很有智慧的把对神的攻击和主耶稣被钉十字架联系在一起。
And this prayer wisely connected attack on God with Jesus' crucifixion.
因为那个把耶稣被钉十字架 是我们基督徒受逼迫的开始。
As it signifies the crucifixion as a beginning of persecution against Christians.
所以使徒们所受的逼迫是和耶稣的所受的逼迫是一致的。
So that the persecution we faced and also faced by the apostle is the same as Jesus' crucifixion.
我们和使徒一样，也会跟耶稣基督一样要受逼迫。
We and the apostles are persecuted together with Jesus Christ.
所以使徒们马上就在二十七节中把他们所遇的现实的他们周边的那些具体的人跟诗篇那个一篇二篇的联系在一起。
So that the apostles are tied together what they are facing with what is described in the Psalm chapter 2:1-2.
大家就可以看在二十七节中写着希律、本丢、比拉多、外邦人和以色列人果然在这城聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣。
Acts 4:27 reads, Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed.
对啊，所以大家看这样，就是当时和大卫时代的一个对比，就是希律王可以对比着世上的君王，本丢比拉多可以对比着城宰，外邦人就对比着外邦，以色列民对比着外民。
So as we see here, as comparison between this context of Psalm and also in the prayer, Herod was the worldly king, Pontius Pilate were ruler, Gentiles as Gentiles, and Israelites as part of all people.
所以这些人聚集在一起，一起来攻击受膏者。
And all of them have band together to attack the anointed one.
就是我们的圣仆耶稣。
Which is Jesus Christ.
所以门徒们把他们所受的威胁、恐吓、逼迫跟耶稣的受难相连。
The disciples tied the threats, intimidations, and persecutions they faced with Jesus' crucifixion.
表明他们跟随主耶稣的信心。
Demonstrating their faith in following Jesus.
表明他们是属神的人
and also being God's people
那么就有勇气和信心来面对任何的逼迫
and this enabled them to have the faith and courage against any persecution
就像林肯在南北战争的时候他祷告说愿我站在神这边
as President Lincoln prayed during the Civil War may we stand on God's side
所以当使徒把神的话语应用在他们自己所处的环境中的时候，也就使自己的祷告有很强的神的话语基础。
So the apostles applied God's word to the situation, which helped them to base their prayer in God's word.
所以自己的祷告也有力量，也知道自己的祷告是合神心意的。
Then the prayer will be powerful, and the disciple will know whether the prayer was after God's heart and will.
其实我们在日常我们教会生活中其实我也经常可以经历到弟兄姐妹在祷告中如果用神的话语来祷告的时候那种美好
In everyday life I've also experienced many brothers and sisters quoting God's word in the prayers
每次我经历有依着神的话语来祷告的祷告会中总觉得这次祷告很有力量
Such prayermakes me feel the power of prayer.
觉得在祷告中就会有丰富的得着。
Which encouraged me and gives me a rewarding feeling.
只是我们自己信心的软弱，经常是根据自己的意念来祷告。
However, I tend to pray according to my own will in my prayers.
所以恳求神的怜悯和来帮助，使我们在祷告中更能依靠神的话语。
So may God give mercy and help to help us pray. In his word.
所以接着门徒哈他们并没有停留在对神的赞美这些事情上他们又把神的另外一个特性在祷告中祷告出来。
The disciples did not stop here in the praise as they continue to look upon God and declare another character of God.
就是神是掌管历史的神在人类一切事物上掌权。
That God commands all history and dictates all human matters.
所以在四章的二十八节中，他说：“成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。”
In Acts 4:28, They did what your power and will have decided beforehand should happen.
使徒们知道耶稣被害，从这里我们可以看见哈，使徒知道耶稣被害是神的计划。
The disciple understood that Jesus' crucifixion was God's plan.
所以他在祷告中没有控告比拉多杀害耶稣，希律杀害耶稣。
Therefore, they did not accuse Pontius Pilate and Herod of killing Jesus.
虽然犹太人和罗马人一起杀害耶稣是一个确定的历史事实。
Surely both Jews and Romans murdering Jesus is a fact.
但这是神的旨意。
But this is God's will.
是神借着这犹太人、罗马人的手来完成神的计划。
To fulfill God's plan through the hands of Jews and Romans.
他们这些人，无论是希律、比拉多，都是被神来掌管，完成神旨意的。
No matter it is Herod or Pilate, they fall under God's sovereignty, which to complete His will.
所以从这里就可以知道，使徒们也就很清楚的知道，耶稣是弥赛亚，是神的圣子。他被钉十字架，不是失败，而是得胜。
And therefore, the disciples also know very clearly that Jesus is the Messiah.God's Holy Son, and His crucifixion was not a defeat, but a victory.
所以，因为前面使徒用诗篇第二篇来祷告。
And as the disciples quote from Psalm chapter 2 in their prayer.
其实在诗篇第二篇后面的内容就显示了神的得胜。
In Psalm chapter 2, verse 4, describes the victory of God.
在诗篇第二篇的第四节说，那坐在天上的必发笑，必耻笑他们。
Psalm 2:4 reads, "The one enthroned in heaven laughs; the Lord scoffs at them."
这是神对那些策划、谋算、商议如何攻击弥赛亚的那些人的轻视的态度。
Showing God's attitude toward those who plan, plot, and scheme in attacking the Messiah.
然后在诗篇就是第二篇的第九节，他说：“你必用铁杖打破他们的头，打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。”
Also in Psalm 2:9, also reads, "You will break them with a rod of iron; you will dash them to pieces like pottery."
从这里看，我们的神他有能力粉碎一切敌对他的列国，并且以能力能够统治他们。
So our God has the authority to crush all adverse nations and rule over them in great power.
所以当祷告用神的话语诗篇第二篇的时候，使徒们就知道逼迫的时候就是得胜的时候。
When the prayer quotes from Psalm chapter 2, the disciples knows new times of persecution are also times of victory.
所以不用惧怕。
Therefore they cast no fear.
因为我们知道如果不是神的允许，我们一根头发也不会失落。
Because we know not to fear against persecution, for we will not lose a hair if God does not allow it.
如果神不允许，撒旦不能侵害我们，黑暗也不能胜过我们。
If God does allow, Satan cannot hurt us, or darkness cannot triumph over us.
因为我们知道我们的神是全能的主。
Because we know that our God is the Lord Almighty.
所以当我们能够认识到钉在十字架的耶稣就是那位所盼望的得胜的受苦的弥赛亚，我们就可以知道我们所信的所侍奉的是谁，我们就有勇气继续侍奉他，宣扬他的名。
When we recognize the crucified Jesus is the one anointed, the Messiah who suffered in order to be victorious, we understand who we trust and serve and have the courage to serve him continuously and proclaim his name.
我们从那个新约里头彼得的经历，我们也可以看见那个勇气和得那个受到逼迫的时候也就得胜的转变哈。
From the experience of Peter in the New Testament, we can see how time of persecution is also time of victory.
对啊，我们可以看彼得一个如何从三次不认主，到能让犹大公会的迫害者、逼迫者看见彼得自己的胆量，并且能对那些逼迫者说顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
We can see the example of courage in the transforming of Peter from a person who rejected the Lord three times into courageous men who declared, "We must obey God rather than human beings."
在四卷福音书中都记载了彼得在主耶稣被捕之后三次不认主的事情。
All four Gospels record Peter rejecting the Lord three times after Jesus' arrest.
当时耶稣逮捕之后，彼得远远的跟随被逮捕那个逮捕人的队伍哈，而且不敢进那个大祭司的院子，只是站在院门口。
When Peter was following the arrest party from afar, he fears from entering the courtyard of the high priest, and so standing at the gate.
后被约翰带进院子里的哈。
Only to be brought in by Apostle John.
在院中，彼得就三次拒绝表示认识耶稣。
In the courtyard, Peter rejected that he knows Jesus three times.
而且第三次是发咒起誓的拒绝。
And the third time was a cursed oath of rejection.
但他经历主耶稣的受审、被钉十字架、埋葬、复活之后，他知道他曾跟随的耶稣是谁的时候，我们就从可以看见彼得是如何转变的。
However, after experiencing Jesus' trial, crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, Peter finally recognized who the person he had been following.
所以他在众人面前，在犹大公会面前，是如何放胆传扬耶稣的名的。
So that he can taught in the name of Jesus with boldness in front of everybody and before the Sanhedrin.
这在使徒行传二章十四节。
In Acts 2:14,
当圣灵降临以后，彼得和西格门都站起来，第一次讲述耶稣的传扬耶稣的名。
After the arrival of the Holy Spirit, Peter stood up with others, addressing the crowd for the first time about Jesus.
而且在四章二十节，彼得还用许多话做见证。
And in Acts 2:40, Peter testified with many words.
这次是三千人成为那个神的儿女。
And this time, 3,000 came to Christ.
在三章十二节，彼得当看见那个在圣殿中有个瘸子的时候，求医治，他就大胆的对百姓传福音。
And in Acts chapter 3:12, as Peter addressed the crowd, who are surprised by the healing, he have the boldness to testify for God.
所以在四章八节十三节就记载着，那犹大公会人看见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看着他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟随耶稣的。
So in Acts 4:13, the Sanhedrin, the high priest and the scribes at the temple saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were only unschooled and ordinary men. They were astonished.
在五章二十九节，彼得和众门徒回答公会审问的时候说，回答说顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
And lastly, in Acts 5:29, Peter and others replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings."
所以我们从使徒行传可以看见，由着彼得和使徒们的信心的，他们对神的认识，他们的祷告，他们有勇气就去传神的名，就把关于耶稣基督的福音很快在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚传开了。
So see in the books of Acts, due to Peter and the disciples' faith, understanding, and prayer, they had the courage to evangelize in Jesus' name, quickly spreading the gospel in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria.
好，当使徒们那个把用诗篇赞美神以后，他们就开口向神求。
And after praising and worshiping God, the disciples have requests to God.
但他们明确说，在逼迫来临的时候，我们就可以看见使徒们求什么，求了几件事情。
And when persecution arrived, what were the disciples requesting? How many prayer requests were there?
他们 是否把自己所处的恶劣的环境告诉了神？
Did they tell God about their woeful situation?
他们是否祈求神挪去那逼迫受迫害的环境？
Did they ask God to remove their persecution and transform their hearts?
他们是否祈求了神去改变那些以色列人，改变希律王，改变比拉多和犹大公会官府的心思意念？
Did they ask God to transform the heart of the Israelites, Pontius Pilate, King Herod, or the Sanhedrin?
但是我们可以看见哈，我们这段经文，那个门徒们首先是求主的鉴察。
But as we see in the scripture, the disciple asked God to be observant.
求主看见周边所发生的事情。
To stay watch of everything that was unfolding.
就是说许多仇敌都是恐吓他们的事情。
That their enemies have threatened them many times.
门徒们知道所处的环境是恶劣的，是危险的，但是他们没有求神改变这种敌对的环境。
The disciples know the situation they faced was very bad and dangerous, but they did not ask God to change the environment or stop their threats.
也没有求神去阻止那些恐吓，使门徒们不再遇到或者躲避或者可以避免。
Or stop the threats and allowing the apostles to escape and avoid persecution.
只求神看。
They merely ask God to be observant.
然后门徒们他提出了两个祷告。
Thereafter, the disciples had two requests.
一个是赐胆量讲神的道。
The first was the boldness to teach God's word.
第二个以耶稣的名义医治疾病和行神迹。
The second was the power to heal and do miracles in the name of Jesus.
是他们恳求神赐能力给他们，使他们能在各样的环境中传扬关于主耶稣的事情。
They ask God for power to allow them to teach the gospel in all circumstances.
所赐的就是大放胆量，就是说有勇气，能勇敢，不惧怕。
And having the boldness to be courageous, fearless.
也正是使门徒们的胆量，使那些他们传福音的时候，使人家能够看见这些人是耶稣的门徒。
And this courage enables others to see that they are the Lord's disciples.
所以同时他们也祈求神行神迹。
Certainly they ask God to do miracles.
但是行神迹是以主的名行的。
But to do miracles is to do it in the name of the Lord.
是让主耶稣的名得荣耀。
With the purpose to glorify God's name.
所以能让主耶稣得荣耀，不仅是我们祷告的目的。
Giving glory to Jesus our Lord is not only the only purpose of our prayers.
也是我们在世上做见证的目的。
But also the purpose of our testimony on earth.
让世上的人都因着我们的见证能够认识那位伟大的神。
To let others to know the great Savior for our testimony.
在诗篇六十四篇
Psalm chapter 64
也是 一篇祷告词
is also a prayer
是大卫在流亡中的祷告
The prayer of David in exile
当时大卫也处于恶人的阴谋中
When David was under the conspiracy snare and attack of wicked people
包围和攻击当中
And their snares and attack.
但是当时大卫也是求着传主的名和赞美主。
Nevertheless, David also asked to spread God's name and praise the Lord.
在诗篇六十四篇第九节说，在诗篇的六十四篇一到八节哈，都讲着大卫他周边所受的环境如何。在第九篇他就说，众人都要害怕，要传扬神的工作，并且明白他的作为。第十节说，义人必因耶和华欢喜，并要投靠他， 凡心里正直的人都要夸口。
The early parts of chapter 64 speaks of the different challenges David is facing at the time. But on verse 9 to 10 reads, All people will fear, they will proclaim the words, the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him, and the upright in heart will glory in him.
所以这里的害怕实际上就敬畏哈。
And this fear is to stand in awe of God.
所以当我们求也是求去传神的名。
And when we prayed, we also prayed in God's will.
所以因着门徒他们如此祷告是合神心意的。
Given that the disciples' prayer was after God's heart,
所以神就垂听了。
God listened.
所以神就做工作。
And acted.
所以在那个使徒行传四章三十一节说。
In the books of Acts, chapter 4:31,
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。
The ground shook at the gathering place after the prayer.
神听了祷告。
God answered the prayer.
也给门徒们一个印记。
And give them a sign.
地震了。
It's an earthquake.
所以门徒们他们就重新领受了能力，就有新的勇气去被圣灵充满，去传扬神的道。
The disciples renewed their power and courage, being filled by the Holy Spirit to evangelize God's word.
圣经中也有多次记载，因祷告得着能力，门徒们能在逼迫苦难中放胆讲耶稣是基督，是我们的救主。
The Bible also speaks of many occasions where people receive power from prayers, enable disciples to withstand persecution and calamity to proclaim Jesus is Christ our Savior.
这篇记载的是哥林多后书，保罗记载他自己在传讲神的话语中所经历的。
Paul summarized his mission experience in 2 Corinthians.
他说他受过劳苦，下过监牢，受过鞭打，冒死。
That Paul have worked very hard, have been imprisoned, been flogged, and be exposed to death again and again.
而且受鞭打有五次，每次四下减去一下哈，然后还被棍子打了，被石头打了，还有船难，还有一天一夜在深海里待着，然后又爬山涉水，然后有江水的危险，有盗贼的危险，然后还有同族的危险，外邦人的危险。有各种各样的危险。
Paul got beat up many times with different things and have dangers from all kinds of dangers.
也没得睡，也没得吃。
Lacking in sleep and lacking in food.
但是保罗却在腓立比书祷告说。
Nevertheless, Paul wrote in a prayed in Philippians 1:20.
在腓立比书一章二十节说。照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body whether by life or by death.
所以逼迫没得吃，是生是死都不是，在保罗眼里都不是难事。
Therefore, all these dangers and hungers and everything means nothing to Paul.
所以为主耶稣做见证是需要勇气的。
Therefore, testifying for Jesus takes courage.
所以我们应当依靠神，相信他，通过祷告来亲近他，仰望他。
We must rely on God, trust Him, draw near Him, look upon Him.
求圣灵充满，我们也能传神的名。
And prayed to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to evangelize in His name.
大家一个很熟悉的一个歌词作者，叫那个小伯利恒的作者叫菲利普斯布鲁斯哈。
The songwriter is a very popular songwriter.
每年大家过圣诞节的都会唱这个里头那个伯利恒那个 那首歌。
Yeah, of the Christmas Carol, Little Bethlehem, the Reverend Phillips Brooks.
他有很多祷告。
He had many prayers.
他曾经写上一篇真的很美的祷告。
He once wrote this beautiful prayer.
他说不求有自己有舒适的日子，但求成为一个勇敢或坚强的人，不求自己能力以内的责任，但求有和责任的能力。那么自己能完成责任的时候，就不是神迹，而是自己成为神迹。
Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be a stronger man. Do not pray for tasks equal to your power. Pray for powers equal to your tasks. Then the doing of your work shall be no miracle, but you shall be the miracle.
所以我们通过这个腓力的这样的祷告的方式，看到使徒们在使徒行传的祷告方式，我们就知道这样的祷告是我们基督徒应当有的祷告。
So as we see how Phillips and the apostle prayed, we know how to pray as sons and daughters of God.
所以我们要多学习使徒们的这样祷告。
And we should learn more from the apostles.
所以要我们要首先赞美神。
That we should praise God. We should first praise God.
然后把我们的困难告诉神，求他的帮助。
Then we told God of our difficulties and asked for His assistance.
但不要求神除去困难，改变环境。
But we do not ask God to remove our difficulties.
所以求神帮助我们有能力去克服困难。
Instead, we should ask God to give us ability to overcome these difficulties.
当然，我们可以求神挪去我们的困难，神也会允许。
Surely we can ask God to remove our difficulties and He might answer.
但我们必须知道，许多的时候他仍然会让逼迫困难存在。
However, we must know that God will allow difficulties to remain in many circumstances.
然后赐我们力量和能力、勇气去胜过他。
Then give us the power and courage to overcome them.
所以当我们眼睛从困难或者周边的环境中挪开的时候，注重在主耶稣身上，信靠他的时候，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
And let us cast our eyes away from our situation, but upon the Lord and trust Him. For if God is with us, who can be against us?
我们有这么多的见证人，他如云彩围绕着我们。这些过去的信心的伟人，他们都是有勇气的基督的精兵。我们也可以跟随，学着他们的样式，成为信心的勇气。
So we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, these great men of faith or courageous soldiers of Christ. We can follow the saints of the past generations to become confident warriors.
所以用从信心来的勇气来战胜恐惧，使我们做我们知道当做的事情。
With the courage based on faith that can overcome fear and allow us to do what is right.
所以我们可以祈求在祷告中祈求有勇气，就是说可以首先祈求圣灵赐能力，赐给我们勇气，然后寻求机会向自己的家人邻居传福音，然后在小事上学习刚强。
So if we want courage, we may pray to request upon the power of the Holy Spirit to give us courage and also discover opportunity to share Jesus with our relatives and friends and also learn to be confident first in small things.
OK, 谢谢大家。
Thank you.